It was customary in olden times for a man to come on stage at the beginning of a performance armed with a long pole or staff and thump 3 times on the stage to tell the audience to stop chattering, pay attention. The play is about to begin. Indeed, that practice is still carried out in the Comédie Française in Paris. And it is for this reason that most operas begin with 2 or 3 loud chords. But these chords we have just heard are not any old loud chords. These are threefold chords, and in the key of E-flat, 3 flats. The significance, or at least the alleged significance of which, we shall discuss in a moment. The Magic Flute is one of the most complex operas in the entire repertory for the following reason. No one seems able to decide whether it is a very childish piece of work, elevated to great art by some of Mozart's most sublime music, or whether it is a very noble piece, occasionally trivialized by some pantomime silliness. Well, of course, the truth of the matter is that it is both things. It is a delightful pantomime that has entertained families and children for over 200 years, and it is also a profound statement on the human condition by one of the most cerebral of all composers ever to put pen to paper, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. But is it really an opera? Is it a grand opera? Is it a play with music? Is it a comic opera? Well, again, it's really all those things.